Eu quero ver vocês. Okay, okay. So yesterday we were looking in the Rambam, and we saw that there are a couple of things. You see, well, let's start with the page 6. I don't know if we did that yesterday yet. The Rambam writes, "Kalaba, kal erva min arayis derech evarim." As the Rambam Shita is that lo siklu galos erva is a chiddush, that even though all the cases that arise that we were learning this year are all about bia, you know, Tashmish Barais. But the Rambam's Mechadesh from this pasuk lo sikrivu, that even if you didn't have intercourse, even if it was just hugging and kissing with the Arayas, that's an Isser Malkus of lo sikrivu. So that's what lo sikrivu means. Don't get close to the Arayas through Chibuk Venetian.
Others hold that it's
right, and the Ramban disagrees. You look in the Magen Mishnah here. You see where I put the arrow in the Magen Mishnah. So go the end of the Magen Mishnah, three lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Haramban. Haramban nechlakala basaga shechibar al sefer mitzvah zomash adrosh azos shibisifra in al asmachta. Whereas the Rambam got it from the Sifra that says that lo sikruvu means even chibuk v'nishuk, but he says it's only an asmachta. But the real din d'oraisa of the pasuk is bia gemura. There's only one that's bia gemura. When there's no bia gemura, then there's no malchus. There's no bia. So the machlokas Rambam Ramban, what lo sikrivu legalos erva means. Rambam says that chiddush is that even hugging and kissing, even if it's not a maisa bia, is malchus. You won't get misa for it, but malchus. And the Ramban says no. That drasha in the sifrei that says that, what the Rambam is quoting, it's only a smacht. And the pashup shat lo sikrivu legalos erva is another way of just saying bia. It's not a chibuk v'nishuk. That's the Rambam. However, that was one Rambam. Then there's another Rambam that we saw yesterday in Parakhav Aleph Halacha Vav. That says Hamechabek Achas Min Harayis. If you hug one of the arayas, she'ein libo shalom nochfa aleihem. Whereas there's some arayas that a person has a yetzahara for. Some are, now your mother and your father, your mother, that's mutter, right? We said that you can even sleep a kiruv basar till you're of maturity. That you could even sleep with them, not intercourse, but being in bed with them until they reach a certain age of maturity. So, and certainly kissing and hugging is mutter with your parents. But then what he says is, what about your sister or your aunt, your mother's sister? So that the Rambam says is a type of arayas that you don't really have such a yetzahara for. So then it's not derech taiva, so it's not lo sikrivu legalos erva, but it's maguna biyoser. But it's like very disgusting. The davar osurhu umaisa tipshimhu shein craving leerva klal ben gedol ben ktana kutz me'im levnova av lebitum.
From his wife, it doesn't seem that it's really osur. Like he's just
Yeah, Rabbi Willig once made a comment like what you're saying, that he's not, you know, if he really, you know, some type of thing that he's seemingly...
You're just saying it's also because, like, he doesn't think it's proper.
But... Right. But, what? Yeah, but I'm not so sure that that's true, because Lemaisa, what's the source of this? If you say, like Rav Kapach said, that the source is that the Pliga de Ula, right? And the Pliga de Ula is a real din, that the... that's a Gemara here on Shabbos Yud Gimel. Afil shum korva osser. Rabbi Willig was just saying the fact that he's using all these different lashonos, like you said. But lemaisa, if the source is ula, then ula is mashma afil shum korva osser mishum damrinan. We sell the nazir schor, you know, schor schor the karmel osikrov. Don't get near the vineyard. Even though the only, you're not allowed to have wine or have the grapes, but don't even get near the vineyard. So even though there's no hana here, and the issa really is only the bia by your sister, but don't even get close to it. Now, the question that Rabbi Berger was discussing is that a dindaraisa or dindarabanan? This halacha zayin. One second. So Rav Kapa, yeah. So Rabbi Berger thought like Baruch Rosenbaum that it's a din d'rabbanan, but Rav Kapa thought it's a din d'oraisa. And like Rabbi Berger pointed out, because he was understanding the Gemara as a progression. The Gemara says that Rav Padas and Yud Gimel of an Aleph says that only B is usher, and then the Gemara quotes Ula that used to kiss his sisters, right? Which presumably was following Rav Padas, which wasn't Via. And then it says, and that argues on another statement of Ula that says all korvas usher. So if that would only be the Rabbanan, it wouldn't necessarily be Soser Rav Padas, because maybe Rav Padas is the Raisa and this is the Rabbanan. So Korcha, this is also the Raisa. That's how Rabbi Berger was pointing out Rav Kapha was learning.
How do you prove that the
because if you assume that it's like Rav Padas says, that only actual Tashmish. Right, and Ula was following, if you assume that, like Rav Berger was saying, that Ula was following Rav Padas, like Rav Kapha was learning, that's why he kissed. He didn't have intercourse, but he kissed. Right, he's following Rav Padas. And that was saying that this other Ula argues with that. So if you're saying that that's only the Rabbanan who says, in other words, who says he argues with that, maybe, who says he's arguing with Rav Padas? Maybe Rav Padas was only talking about Midoraisa and Ulu saying Midrabanan. So Korcha, it's a Doraisa. But Rabbi Berger thought the Pasha is not that way. But it seems either way, if you assume that the Rambam is learning it from the case of Pliga de Ula, then it's a real Isser. Not just he's just saying, you know, it's a not nice thing to do, like what you were saying.
When he used this question, like he's looking, he even hesitated to put the word also because it's not, he just, you know, he hasn't, that's why.
Yeah, again, Rabbi Willig made a certain comment, like, on the lines that you're saying now, that...
It's not even us to be the opponent, it's like the realm of Dasha. If you want to call that
Yeah, what are you saying, Anush? Oh, wait, one second. Gershon was speaking.
I just want to know if there's a certain amount of words to his sister that at the beginning of Halacha Daf says, Kigona Chosu Hagdolah, which seems to be the night that if she's a katana, then it's fine. And then, but however, towards the end of the Halacha, it's so the Arabic Kalabay, Dola, Bay, Katana, Chosu, the Shane, the Bun, So it seems to be asserted at the beginning of the halacha, it sounds like as if he's matching an afos katana, but at the end he says being the lebekta, it's still asur.
Right. Uh huh.
So when, at the beginning, when the
first Rambam, he says. He's saying, why only Gedola? It's even Ketana.
Right,
what's the answer to that question? In other words, Gershon's asking in the beginning of the Rambam, he says, you shouldn't kiss your sister, Achoso Hagdola. And then at the end he says, Ben Gedola, Ben Ketana. Unless he's saying Gachosu Ketana means Gdola means that would be something he would be more likely to do. I don't know, it's a good question. What's the answer to Gershon's Anush? Right, right. Could go. He's just giving you an example. He's not giving you a full list. And at the end, he's saying, I don't think it's only a Achos HaGdola. It's everybody. Well, Achos Imo is most probably going to be a Gdola because it's your mother's sister.
Why don't you say Achos? It's not. There's no reason why
it's not. Unless that's. Yeah, maybe. Sam Schertz, what do you say? So you're saying what? Anush, so what? That's an example. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Berger was suggesting that maybe the words of the Rambam are only talking about Chibuk V'Nishuk. In other words, what if you touch, you bump into your sister, like on the train, that type of thing, where Moshe says that if it's a loka derech taiva, then it's not even asim derabanan, and here the Rambam is asking it on a certain level. So Rabbi Berger thought maybe you could say that this is talking about mechabek menashek, which are things that are normally are derech taiva. So if you do it in other words, when you bump into somebody in the train, that's not derech taiva, it's not normally derech taiva. When you kiss somebody, that could be normally derech taiva, derech, hanoah. But, so the chiddush is, even with a woman who's arayis, who you don't have any hanoah doing that, it's still dover isser, maisa tipshim, and etc. What do you say, Harold?
Both different cases, like bumping into someone on the train, and then it's different altogether because you're expecting a hug, you're expecting a kiss, but you're not expecting to sit next to a girl sitting next to a little on the train, or just bumping into someone
like
that. They're different,
right? They're definitely different, right? So they're not within the realm of taiva b'chlal. Here, kissing is normally in the realm of taiva, hugging is in the realm of taiva. So the chiddush is, even if you do it to your sister, who you don't have taiva for, so that's still a maisa tipshim, and it's and he says it's, but when Baruch and Rabbi Wilkes were just bothered, well, why is he use those flowery lashonis of just say it's asa.
Especially in a case where there's no
title
whatsoever. Even
with a There's usually, like Rabbi Mullah was saying, something that's also, you don't say Meguna B'Yosef. You don't say eating treif is Meguna B'Yosef. It's a lav, Meguna B'Yosef. You're right, the Lashon of Meguna B'Yosef, like you're saying, Baruch, and Rabbi Mullah was saying once, is Mashu, that's not such a nice thing, but not a real Isser. But then he writes a Lashon B'Dvar Isser.
He had to put that in.
Yeah, you're saying he just said it. But see, the thing is, I used to think like that, but then once I saw Rav Kapach, the Taimanir rabbi Rav Kapach, that he said that the Mokar is from Pliga de Ula, where he said that it's also all types of Treva, Bishum Schor Schor, so that's Mashma that it's a real Isser, unless you say that the Rambam is interpreting Ula, Pliga de Ula, to mean not a hardcore Isser. What do you say, Laser?
I mean, I was just curious when we're looking at this, that the order of the Rambam saying that it's problematic slash Usser, he starts with that person, and then he says Usser. If it was Usser, he could start with that first, and then describe how bad it is.
Mm.
Right, yeah. No, it seemed interesting.
In other words, what's bothering people here, I will point this out, was what's this? In other words, something's also, you don't have to say it's a Davar Maguna and just say it's also. What do you say, Gersh? Yeah, it's not the Derech HaRambam. And this is a Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rambam verbatim.
He doesn't take any responsibility.
He just quotes the Rambam verbatim. Be the Raisa without Malkus. It's not Malkus, so Malkus is only when it's Derech Hano, Derech Taiva.
Or there's a Lav, but there's not. There's no like a Lav with Malkus.
No, that's true. There's a.
How is he walking in a Torah? It's Mashma that if it's not Derech Taiva, whatever, you're walking in a Torah, maybe maximum. And this could only be that or equal. Case of the sister hugging your sister, whatever, could only be equal or less to the case of a real error.
Yeah, yeah. One second. So the Rambam, So let's take a look in the Igros Moshe. He has a tshuva on this. Let's see what he says. On page 20. He has a tshuva about kissing his sisters. He says it's only mutter if it's a father to a daughter or to his granddaughter, or a mother to her son or her grandson. Well, the krovus shall be kedushin who is a gomer. Krovus al yidei kedushin, it's an issa gomer, anyone who marries in. V'chein lebas ochiv ubas achoso. Bas ochiv ubas achoso. So what's Bas Achiv? So is that Rambam is aim also. But niece, is that one of their rice? Is that even one of their rice? Not because of a Rambam, Shavu Pishen Shem Taiva. Was he wants to say, even though it's not an Arayas, but it is Taiva for them. That's why you marry them. So you can't just hug them when you're not married to them. But Achosa, Achosimo, Shavu Pishen Shem Taiva, Vulhanok Kalal, Rezem Guna, Beosu, Dover Isu, Mashmi, Mashmi, Loshan, Shasha, also Isu, Shal Shar Arayas. Whereas it's mashma, it's not the same issur as regular arayas according to Rambam loka min haTorah. Poshutri halav the chibuk v'nishuk l'arayas because of Rambam to be derech taiva v'nena b'kir basa. V'achoso v'achosimo, he says there's no taiva, so there's no lav of lo sikrivu. Kavanoso dimaf v'lo chibas bia v'taiva who issur hal. So what's pshat? And then, you know, the shach brings a raya from, you know, the Amoraim that used to kiss their daughters, their sisters. Can also dimaf below chibas bia v'taiva who is a halav de lo sikrivu lo yashay chalek. There was, if it would be a halav de lo sikrivu, then it should apply to everybody. Love like a chibas bia, she's a like a babonos vachayos. Issa who mishum shemaguna biyosa shemishum loyovo lahakel b'shar arayis. So he says that the issa is an issa of that you're going to come to do it with. In other words, maybe technically it should be mutter because there's an ohana, but they asked it like a gzera. I thought they asked that you might be makel with other arayas. I thought it's exactly that you might come to do something more with the sister. Well, they held that if, in other words, they held that it was not derech taiva, lo sikrivu, and they didn't have the sister that the Rambam speaks about.
But yeah, because the Rambam invented
it. No, it's the other day in the Gemara, Pli Gadula. It's the second version of Ula. Where the ruler says that was we had Amoraim that Ula used to kiss his sisters, whatever. one ula, first ula, then it says pliga the ula adidei adidei, but there's another statement that ula made that everything is us.
But he's not stupid to go against what he said.
Ula is
not any, you know.
That was the, I don't know, the Gemara records two versions of ula.
Yes.
And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, passes like the Muhammadic version.
I thought that the second pliga was going on everyone else aside from your family. Meaning, pliga when the second pliga.
So he says, Tosis says that Ula was a tzaddik gomer, so he wouldn't have hear her. So he says that he wants to say it's awesome that you might come to do it with other eyes. The cost of Dafla Ram and Lucky Issa the Raisel Shaosik in Derek Taiva. Mashmi the Rabbanon Osir. Masik Taylamina Poshish. Right, he says that there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Fizeh Gam L'Ula. V'chaveir of Osir, the whole Maisa Chibas Bia. Hakshem L'Mskavdan, the Zesha Osir Mid'Rabbanan. Because there's an Issa, even Shalok there, unless it's Nikar. When a doctor's doing it, it's nikar that it's not lachibas bia. But when someone else is doing it, it's not as nikar. So therefore, they asked him to do a bond. Fiz again, the ulav chaver osur. But my lachibas bia. When kamokam ulgozu ubachosu b'shem shilu shach b'hira b'taybo liyavo la over b'shar noshim shem asurim b'ab. So he says that and then he says Shehevish Ramban B'tshuva Kosev Shafil Ba'osa Shalok Yudeg Bia B'deraisa Osa Kalman Tzach Rumak Le'ilu Shastam Yudeg Yechilech Achihim. Yeah. So Moshe seemingly is learning that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, not like Rav Kapha who's saying that this is an Issa D'Raisa. So, but the Pashto says it doesn't matter what, that the Amoraim did it, because in the end, there's the Pliga D'Ula D'Ula. Right. Yeah, no?
What is
What?
No,
kissing hug, he's talking about like taking the pulse. Yeah, that's not a refuah, kissing and hugging. It's like a hachaka, it's a gzeira.
Where is it?
That's that pliga de ula de ula, that line in the Gemara.
That pliga de ula de ula has to be midoraisa. If we do paskin away, it has to be midoraisa.
Why does it have to be midoraisa? Maybe it could be midoraban. That's what Rabbi Berger thought the pashas is.
Meaning if you don't read it as a continuation.
Right. In other words, just don't read
it's
that this ula.
That's it.
Right. In other words, ula kissed his. But then on the other hand, he said that everything, all craves us. So, and the Gemara is saying that these two statements are arguing.
And I'm kidding, why doesn't the Gemara resolve this theory between Ua Kwiga de Ua? That's saying Ua kisses, like, what he said it applies to Shah, right? Not to the ones where there's no Hanah.
Well, he was kissing his sister, but the case was he was kissing.
No, he was kissing his sister.
Oh, and then the other Ula is talking about the other.
I don't get it.
What?
If the deal Shaka was also to his sisters, if the Gemara thought it was worth it, the Gemara would be materials.
I guess so. I guess they didn't. Right.
Could it be that he says that, so since the last proof, we're going to hold the last proof, so that also is all proof, so that would include him as well.
No, because parents, we have a Beferish and Mishnah that it's okay. Right? It says that, you know, Ma'ashek, Kir Basar, even Mutter. So then Rav Moshe has the discussion here about, you know, if a woman puts out her hand, shake your hand. You know, Rabbi Willig always says that the Rav, you know, they used to do the dead fish. The dead fish. Right, dead fish. So the question is even that allowed, the dead fish? So the Rav Moshe doesn't have about the dead fish. The Rav Moshe just writes that it's awesome. Moshe Yad, page 24. Leishikdech and Noslim Shalom, he pak shom, Poshet Shaoser Afla Pruya. There's even a single girl, a single woman. Page 24. Shehe Nidos, Kolshikin Leishasish. I guess by a Goya, it's say a single Goya. What would be the single Goya? That's not a. It's not a din nida. It's not Eishasish. Not Eishasish, but.
Where
is it? Page 24. Page 24. It's only three lines. You're on page 24. And then when Moshe says, he's on page 25, that he sees that people are makel, even Yirei Shemayim, to shake woman's hands when she's. But he says maybe they hold that it's not called Arachiba. But he says Lemaise Kosher Lismochalze, because Lemaise. First of all, the Rambam says even if it's not Arachiba, there's still an Issa. Like by Achoso. Right? You can't be. And Achoso is even someone who you don't have taiva for. Kol Shekena, another woman who you might have taiva for, that's even more chomer. He has many tshuvas here. And on page 26, he writes, Dover lahushid yad li'isha derech hanosnim shalom v'yikol tshuvadai hu poshut sh'osu. Beish lalochosh gam l'derech hiva, l'ano. First of all, he thinks that you have to be choshish that it will be derech hiva. And then he says, but the tshuva that he permits to go on the bus during rush hour, he says, is not a stira. Because the sham leka kimat l'kulu inyan chiba. Because that's already mufka. In other words, I guess that's what Rabbi Berg was saying. That it was to kiss your sister, even though it's not that chiba, but it's in the realm of chiba, of kissing, you know. But to go on the bus, that's like totally mufka from any sort of chiba. So we don't say that you can only go on the bus if it's not rush hour. Or you won't be bumped into people. Then you have the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva. Handshake, he says, that's hard to. It might not be derchiba, but it's like very close to chiba. That could, you know, it's hard to quantify that. That's not chiba. So I guess the dead fish is saying that that's totally. The question is the dead fish the same as the subway, or is the dead fish worse than the subway? Could be it's worse than the subway. Because that's they're holding on to each other. Whereas the subway is like, in other words, I could see mattering the subway and still answering the dead fish. Right? I'm not sure what you say.
What is the Rambam? I mean, what is the Moshe Holo
Yes, and right, so I don't see where he writes by a non Jewish woman.
No.
Right. Well, it's not a neither. Some Goyim don't have a din either, right? Yeah, with a guy.
I feel like we know that someone has a shuttle like 600 on Jew, but like Abraham will be to stand by the gate of Ganeta. Whoever guards his breed, led straight to Ganeta, but whoever doesn't guard his
breed. Right. But we saw the Pasuk of Malachi, right? You know, Chorus Medivre Kabbalah, we saw that. So. It's not so simple that would be okay either.
It's probably better than a Jew.
And then the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva, page 27, Kuf Lam Ches says, V'chein le'inyin gilai rayas. Yomus v'al yisrapim shechachem she'eshishish. Right, that's the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a person had a taiva for a certain married lady, and it was like an insanity. And they said that he'll only be able to live if he sees her naked, or he speaks to her. So the din is that, no, he can't. He has to die, and he shouldn't. It's Yarek Val Yavor. That's the din of Abizrayim.
That's from Malashir.
Right, like a married lady. How can we say Chomer Hamaga be a Eishus Ish? So you see how Chomer it is, any contact with an Eishus Ish. So the stipler has a true has a letter in the Kiryana de Igarta. Those are the letters of the stipler. Baruch Hashem, I was zoichna to meet the stipler when I was in Kerem Yavda. Not that he came to Kerem Yavda, but that I was learning in Kerem Yavda. My friend and I went to visit the stipler on Motzai Shabbos. So page 29, the stipler says, "B'dor v'nesinas yad l'isha ain't sofik ki yisa gomer chol krei v'ler v'asura." So it says shaking hands. So, but that's only derech taiva. So he's assuming that's called derech taiva. But even if you assume it's not derech taiva, you still have to, it's still no worse than the Rambam by kissing your sister. And then he has the famous statement: "V'omrim b'shem Maran Chazanish, shomash shazel b'din yarek val yavor, kol abizrayv darais." So that's very chomer. So I was ready to get a rise. Well, well, that's the discussion about the. That there's Karis B'divei Kabbalah even by a non-Jewish woman, so.
What, did you say that it's a derisa?
Yeah.
Huh?
Rabbi has in a sefer on page 32. Chen v'nogel l'chitzas yad l'noshim. So he holds it's an issa gomer. And he said, he asked the Chazanish himself. And he told him, it's yad gomer yavar l'chitzas yad l'noshim. Whether it's a married woman or single girl. And he says, "Masha omer manoshim shaisha tipaga," she's going to be offended. He doesn't think that that's a valid excuse.
That's only if you say it's an issur
d'oraisa. Right. So again, even if you want to say that the Gemara, Rambam by Choso's Drabanan, but this, that's because there's no taiva by Choso. But we're talking, the case that they're talking about is the shaking hands, it's not by Choso, it's talking about some woman, in the office place.
Shakes your hand. Sticks out your hand.
Tibuk Venetia.
In one situation, I mean, in a certain situation, it's
certain aspect is more lower because...
Otherwise, why is the sister which stick out your hand, her hand?
No, I'm saying in one aspect, we're learning out from one case to the other, they're not similar. In one aspect, it's more chomer because there's a chiva there, and it's not like your sister or her hand, there's a chiva there. On the other hand, it's not chiva, they're talking about shooting the hand.
Right, there was the case of the sister who talked about people Benisha. The case of the other people who were talking about shaking hands. So what do you want to say?
It's not necessarily
called
a homer from one to the other. It could be, but it doesn't necessarily happen.
So what?
That call a homer is just like the hug your sister, it's therefore also to shake someone else's hand.
Yeah, why?
Because shaking hands and hugging should be more homer.
I don't know. Hugging your sister versus shaking hands someone there is taiva. I'm not so sure that hugging your sister is more chomer. It might be only the Rabbanu, like Rabbi Berger said, it might be the Raisa, but it could be that but your sister, kissing your sister is more kal than shaking hands with a Eishesish. Right, but I guess if you hold the Yavar Gal Yavar, then.
Rabbi said from Salvation, the dead fish treatment.
Dead fish tree.
Is there anything that is like a difference, not even serious, but at least in terms of like this, like the fire that they lived in? Like, Salvation was a little bit more in the secular world. Does it really like to be more medical?
You mean to make it for the dead fish?
Yeah.
But if you're a less secular world, then you shouldn't even make it for the dead fish. Yeah. The dead fish is not so posh, the dead fish. That's so posh. Then the question of kissing ants, also, that's part of this whole discussion as well. But that's that Rambam. That to kiss your mother's sister. Right? So he's. Right, so we said that the Pasuk in Malachi says you get chorus for Baal Bas Necha. Chorus Medivrei Kabbalah.
So even though
they're not. Right, we discussed that in the Baal Aramis Kanoi Pogimbo. Right? So it's not so simple. I don't know. These things aren't simple. You know, there was people, just to be Mekel Stam is not so simple. No, it's not so simple. Forget everything here. Not so simple. Best is to avoid the situation. You can't always. If you look in the Otzar Poskim, Look on on the page 18 on the right side, second arrow. The Od Yosef Chai. That's the Od Yosef Chai Hilchos Shana Aleph. That's the Ben Ish Chai, maybe, right? Maybe that's the Ben Ish Chai, if I'm not mistaken. Ben Ish Chai. Shevi Mashkos of Besifro Bekapzel, Binagan Che Europa. Sheyovo Reich Lebeis Chaveru Vohovo. When a guest comes to the house, Yochos Arech Bekaf Balabais. You shake hands. O Ishto Olhefech. Right, you shake hands, a good shake. Because of the value of Shemayim, Tzorchishon was also came. The Yerei Shemayim shouldn't do it. Came to Nugi Yad Biyad Kedera Chiba. Because if yeah, that's Dera Chiba. Maybe. This is the old. Well, the Otzar Poskim is quoting the Ben Ish Chai, I believe. But I couldn't find it in the original, so that's why I xerixed it from here. Maybe me sefer Chasidim because of Loiska Yudi Bekaf Hanochrus. Oh, so here it's the first time we're seeing even a Nochrus that you shouldn't shake hands with a non-Jewish lady. And the chiddush is that even though that's the norm in the place, you still shouldn't do it. Yeah. Yeah, well, he says here, what's his lashon? Let's see. First, he said, for sure, Yerei Shemayim shouldn't do it. But then, now, I'm not so sure he's saying that everyone else should do it either. He's just saying, for sure, you're a Shammai, and then that could be everyone else also. And then he quotes from the left side, the Leiv Chaim, Rav Chaim Falaji. The Gamki is the Kreva, Sha'asa Torah, he Kreva Shal Hanoah, Gan Chibik Venishuk, Avalagia Ba'alma Lo Shamanu. In Chalzen Nere, the Ikari Surah. Vishu Zor Habre, Muskarev, Lenaros Besulas, Chol Shekeni Meishas Ish. Okay, so those are the I don't know why I didn't put the Beis Yosef in this packet. You know, the Beis Yosef and the Shach. Well, which page are you in? What page? Yeah. Yeah, it says, "Don't give each other shalom, maybe miss a lot." Any woman, that's not your wife. No, there's a famous tshuva of the Ramban. I don't know why I didn't put it in here. At least the Beis Yosef quotes it. That question to take a pulse when your wife's a Nida. Maybe I put it in the Nida packet.
We
had it, right? Yeah, we had it, yeah. So we said that what? That the Ramban says, since she's a Chol Hashem Bosakana, so it's can't do it. But it's mashma, if she would be a Chol Hashem Bosakana, it would be okay. And the Beis Yosef says, that's only the Ramban Lashitaso, who says Lo Sikrivu is only the Rabbanim. According to the Ramban, that it's a Daraisa, so then it wouldn't be okay even to take the pulse. So even though, so the Shach has the Kasha, but I thought it's not Derech Chiva, so it should be okay. So others want to say, so what the Beis Yosef is saying, Yarek Val Yavor, even Shalom Derech, Shalom Kederech Chiva. So some would say, what, that's like to lead the Torah Shlomim, or something to say. Can we have that thing here? Gives Nida in Israel with Rabbanu. But Rambam, he gives there is also in the Torah. And then the Shach gets the Kasher, but even the Rambam holds it's only also in the Torah, but it's their Chiba. Do we have that Shach here in this packet? Or no? It wasn't in the packet. What? I said about it. Yeah. We'll take a Shulchan Aruch. For the Rambam, as far as only their Akiva, that is. So how could the Rambam say that? How could the Beis Yosef say that taking a pulse of your wife, you shouldn't do it, even if she's called she's Mosakana, because it's Yarek Val Yavor, but it's not their Akiva. So the Torah Shlomim. The Vada have the Rabbi Lechi Sir the Raisa. El Shosu came there Taiva. Hashem came Hacham. Hein a minute Pasha. El Dover Pasha. Hein Dover Mechum. Mechum Mechum came the Rabbi Lechi Sir the Raisa. Kol Shanena. He came Efshir Dosu the Masha Shalom HaDfak. The Kor of Hadover Lovely Day Yisur the Raisa. But since the Rabbi holds, if you do it Derech Taiva, it's a Yisur the Raisa. So anything that's you're touching like that, even though it's not Derech Taiva, it's so close to getting to that stage. So then we're machmer in that. Which is a chiddush, because the mice is not Derech Taiva. But he's saying that once you're touching, so then it's hard to draw the line. And that's, you know, that's what maybe Rabbi Berg was saying, this maybe that's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that even shaking the hands, so, I mean, you could say he learned that is Taiva, or according to the Beis Yosef, even if it's not, but it's so close, just like if you hold like the Beis Yosef, that any physical contact with Ishto Nida is Yareg Val Yavor, so to shaking the hands may be itself Derech Taiva, like Rabbi Berg said, maybe itself Derech Taiva, or maybe, you know, very close that you can't really draw a distinction. But the Maitre of the Shach says not that way. So it's hard to see. So the two types in, like Rav Berg said, two types of not derech taiva. One is a woman that you do have taiva for, but you're doing it shaloka derech taiva. And that's all the cases of shaking hands with all these women, or even your wife taking her pulse. And then you have a woman who herself, there's no taiva, like your sister. So even if you do a maisa that's sort of like a taiva dika maisa, it's still asa. And then the question is that an isur d'oraisa, or is that an isur d'rabbanan? The proper thought that an isur d'oraisa also. Another one is like a reverberative thing that's only this is the Rabbanan. Okay, so that's the story. So try to avoid it, and we'll talk more about it. I have two Hanukkah packets that I want to do. So I was thinking of doing one tomorrow, one on Sunday, and then on Monday to start Chazar. So this way we can have, because we don't have the Bechina till the week after. So this way we can do Chazara Menachas and get it all done. So I want to start Chazara ready Monday, if you can. And then Bezer Shem, this week from tomorrow, Thursday, we can have our annual Hanukkah Mesiva. So please, speak to the Shir assistants about coming. We just want to make sure everyone comes. 12:00, we have latkes and sufganiyot, soda, applesauce. And we should make sure last year we didn't get the plates. There was an issue with the plates and the forks, right? There's no issue with that. So this year we'll try to tell them that we need plates and forks, right? Spoons, cups, and all the things that one needs to successfully partake in a Hanukkah Mesiva. Okay, everybody. So Bezer Hashem, tomorrow I'll give you out another packet related to Hanukkah, and then Sunday as well, Bezer Hashem.